They've gone wild.
The girls have gone wild.
They've gone wild.
Wild chatter.
Everybody. Wild chatter.
See my pants.
Flush anyway, because she's so disgusting.
Yeah, this is a testing.
Oh, sure. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Testing.
Just sing it. Don't be a dick, man. Sing for us. Welcome back, listeners.
The singer.
To another episode.
We're rolling.
We're live. We're rolling.
It's an early morning in the studio. We're not awake yet. We have our coffees from Starbucks. Teal hates mine, but that's okay.
Yeah, that was instant regret. I wish I didn't even try it, dude. You should just know me by now. Like, it was kind of rude on your end.
Don't take a sip of that. I need to get my nails done, dude. My nails are so fucking long. Look at that shit. They're so flimsy at this point. They're about to fucking burst.
Jade called me last week and was like, bro, I broke a nail wiping my ass.
I did. And then, you know, it was the middle one. Like, I used her for some serious...
And then, leverage.
Yeah. I use a big old ball of toilet paper, you know, and just next thing you know, it was bursted. And then it was like a week later, and I fucking broke the other middle finger.
Ew, what
doing
are you
nothing.
Doing?
On that one, I feel like I wasn't doing anything out of the strange. I just like felt, I call it a flat tire. I just felt the flat tire and looked down and was like, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
And it was dangling.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Like my skin, I had to twist it and trim it and all that shit. It was fucking weird.
So I was in the ER on Tuesday.
Yeah, what the fuck happened? You blew up?
Yeah, bro. So I go in there, they run all the tests like they always do, you know, and they come out saying like, oh, she looks healthy.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Nothing's wrong with you.
Give us $1,200.
Guess what they did this time, though?
Hmm.
They prescribed me. They're like, here, they take these pills to help your stomach feel better. And I was like, oh, okay. So I go down to like CVS, go pick up my pills. It's laxatives and Gas-X.
They're trying to clear your ass out.
Yeah. And they said I was backed up and constipated.
Oh, you should get one of those colonics.
Bro, I think I'm going to do another one of those 10-day master cleanse like I had to do before. But I do want to do a shout out. I did just order that Everly Well test. I bit the bullet. I was really apprehensive on doing it because it's a little expensive. And I like would try to... I try to do everything through my insurance, dude. I don't want to spend money on medical bills. I spend a fuck ton of money on other shit, you know?
Right.
So I was trying to do everything through my insurance. But every single time I go through insurance, I have all these freaking problems. And they're always just saying I look healthy. So I bit the bullet. I bought the Everly Well test. It's downstairs right now. I'm going to take it today.
I wanted to do it. They're expensive. It's almost $200, right?
It was $300 with shipping. Well, just under $300 with shipping. Like $250, yeah.
So you prick your finger.
It's like five blood finger sample. Pricks, blood sampling. You send it off to a lab and they send you the results, yeah.
That's sweet, yeah. I want to do that. A girlfriend of mine, I asked her about that one. She was like, that's not the one I did. She told me the name of the one she did. Pretty similar pricing. And... though I don't know about yours, but she said the one she did tells you your superfoods, like things your body really likes and then things your body really fucking doesn't like. And she's like, knowing the two like changed everything for me.
Oh, well, I would actually like, you know what, at this point in my life, because I've gone through the last 10 years trying to do this through insurance and be cheap, it's like, I'm just going to bite the bullet and start spending money because... I feel like I've already spent 10 years of my time and I haven't gotten any fucking answers. So I would love to find out what her test is and then I'll do that one as well. And on the next episode, I'll share my results from this one.
I feel like it's a very similar name. I feel like it's like, well, something with a B, like Biona, Bionex.
That's not a similar name. Everly Well?
I don't know. It all sounds the same to me, man.
Okay. And then there's this other doctor that has been like brought up into my circle like 82 fucking times now that mom keeps mentioning to go see. And he's like some kind of like
holistic. Pricks your back and shit.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he does. Makes you hold an orange.
Did you see that TikTok that went viral? The girl who was like, I just did an allergy test and they pricked her arm in all these spots. And there's like every single spot they pricked her turned into a welt and her entire face blew up like a fucking sumo wrestler.
Oh my
from
God.
Japan.
Like that would be me.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, regret. I'm allergic to everything.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, and her eyes are all like crazy different sizes. And
you can't really see it, but this morning I woke up, my face is a little puffy.
I noticed you're a little puffy.
My God. Okay, well, let me tell you why. So I found, because you know how I'm allergic to all carbs. You know how I'm allergic to fucking all the carbs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I found out there's these amazing noodles. You can totally fucking have them. kelp noodles.
Are they the zero calorie gooey pasta packet
dude,
that's in the
not
grocery store?
Like that at all. They're like top ramen noodles, but they're kelp. They're made out of fucking kelp. So they're like,
where do you get those?
Zero carb. I had to order them on Amazon. I think that you can buy them in the store, but I just ordered them on Amazon.
It's easier.
But I got them at Cafe Gratitude. Me and Dylan had gone there to eat dinner one night. And so I had gotten them. Dude, I've been craving them ever since. I ordered them last night. And So I have woken up with my face puffy, but I think it's from the sauce they're putting with it.
Lost in the sauce.
So can you order it without the sauce? So I ordered it, just the bag of the noodles on Amazon, the kelp noodles, and I'm going to be eating those. I'm so excited. They're fucking amazing.
What do they taste like? Like top ramen, or are they more like egg noodle, like egg fettuccine? Have you ever had those?
Mm-mm. No, they're not like any of those things. I don't know really how to explain it. They kind of, I guess, have more of the flavor of whatever you season them with. Like, they would take over that flavor.
Texture-wise, what could you compare them to?
They're like...
Like an actual top ramen noodle?
Like when you boil a top ramen noodle, yeah.
They actually taste like that. Oh, that sounds bitchin'.
Yeah, they're awesome. But they're, you can see that they're not like a wheat noodle, so it's not bready. They're like, it's kelp, so it's kind of like a vegetable.
Rubbery.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it.
Very interesting.
They're really good.
There was a time... I don't know where somebody got them, but they were black spaghetti noodles, and they were made out of something.
Squid.
Yeah, those were fucking killer.
Those were bomb.
Those were the best I've ever
they
had.
They were great. Those
other
were really
than like
weird,
all the weird fake ones.
Those were given to me. You know how I got those? I don't even know where those were from.
I can't find them anywhere.
They were in one of those weird gift packages, and I got them from the guy with the shoes family like years and years and years and years ago.
They knew you were like allergic to all the weird shit.
Yeah, and it was in one of those big like chocolates and mugs and one of those gift wrapped boxes.
I just got distracted looking at your eyelashes. What the fuck happened to them? I just did her eyelashes, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I did cry when I was going to the hospital.
Like a week ago. Yeah, it could have been that.
And then my eyes are really puffy. Look at how
puffy they look irritated.
I'm having an allergic reaction. I have been for a couple days now. It keeps happening. I'm allergic to everything, guys. This is what's fucked up. If I eat one thing that's out of my diet plan, if I don't have my salmon or my asparagus, I literally blow up.
Oh, this shit I was texting you about, all those weird things. I was with a client, and she just started talking about herself. I didn't even mention you yet, and she said she's allergic to everything she eats, blah, blah, blah. So she, what did I text you? It was like, look up a, was it low, not low, estrogen. Let me see.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like, if I take this fucking Everly Well test.
Here we go.
And it comes back saying nothing, that means that there's going to be an even worse issue.
This is the problem. She said it's low histamine diet. The histamines are what's fucking you up. And she was talking about nightshades, all that stuff you know about. And then she said, you know what a big one is caffeine.
No.
She said you have to give up caffeine and you have to start drinking hibiscus tea instead with no caffeine. Non-caffeine. I think that's the only one that's non-caffeinated or something. And the hibiscus has a low histamine and it fights off things that have histamines.
Hibiscus is disgusting.
She drinks it with a pump of sugar-free vanilla and she loves it.
God.
You'll get used to the tea.
God.
The tea.
Probably be better for my
everything.
Tea.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really annoying. So I have been at night trying to switch over. I really like this tea. It's a caffeine-free tea. And it's called Sweet and Spicy, and it kind of has like a cinnamon flavor to it. And if you don't eat sugar, it tastes really sweet, almost syrupy, which I like.
Right.
But if you do eat a lot of sugar, you'll probably just think it tastes like fucking cinnamon water. Oh God, I don't know if I want to give up caffeine.
It's part of it. It could be your whole problem because it's something you have every single day and don't even think about it.
And have been having for years.
Exactly. That's what she said. She said it was really hard to give up caffeine. Oh, that's how we started talking about it. I was going to tattoo her eyebrows. And I said, if you can refrain from caffeine, that'll help with numbing cream. And she was like, oh, I don't do caffeine. And that's how she got into the whole thing. Which actually, my dentist told me that. Tips and tricks for you guys. If you're going to the dentist or anything that requires numbing, do not have caffeine that day, if possible, not even the day before, and you won't feel shit.
Yeah,
the numbing cream will actually work.
Anytime I get my Botox, I have a coffee, but I don't take one sip until I'm walking out of the room.
Oh, really? Every time I go for cavities and shit like that, they numb my whole mouth, and I feel the entire surgery.
I learned that in high school. I had come in, and I had my Red Bull in my hand, and the dentist was like, oh, why do you have that?
Yeah.
We're doing this and this on
you today. That's our childhood dentist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he told me that, too, and no one else in the world has ever told me that. And I'm like, well, why do... I was like, this is the first I've heard that. And I tell that to my clients, and they're like, that's the first I've heard that. Nobody knows about this.
No, yeah.
So I'm like, why don't you have your fucking friendly front desk staff calling every single customer the day before, no caffeine in the morning.
Hi, just letting you know your appointment's tomorrow.
At 11 a.m. And no caffeine before coming in. Thank you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Make it known.
Yeah.
Make it known.
Yeah.
Chicka chicka yeah. Make it known.
Do one of those like auto fucking booking systems and type that in as the personal note. Come on.
Straight up.
This is 2022.
People like personal notes.
On a personal level for May, I have a big trip coming up, and I'm really excited.
Where are you going?
Colorado. We've had this trip on the books for like a year.
I know.
And it's finally here.
It's your birthday trip, yeah.
Well, yeah. It's more like, yeah, it's our birthday trip, but it's more Spencer's birthday trip. Mm-hmm. We're going to Colorado. We're going to a small ski bum town called Telluride.
Oh yeah, didn't he? He lived there.
He has a friend who lives there.
Okay,
I've
heard
best
him
friend.
Mention it multiple times.
Yeah, he's rode there before.
Are you gonna do snowboarding?
Are
you guys
to live
flying
in Vail.
Stuff or renting it there?
We're gonna fly with like our gear and stuff, but we're gonna rent boards while we're there. He's got a board. We're just gonna rent me a board. Mm-hmm. His buddy has everything, and actually, he's like, my girlfriend might have an extra board for you. How tall are you? So we'll see. And we were on the phone with him. I've never met him, so I'm excited. He seems really cool. And he was like, oh, okay, I'll put some reservations in. He's like, I'll book us a fancy dinner or so. We can do like a art gallery, some shopping, skiing. I was like, dude, this is like my dream trip. Shopping,
mm-hmm.
art gallery,
yeah.
fancy dinners.
Cute.
Bitch.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
I was like, did we just become best friends? John Stamos. I was so excited. So that'll be fun. I'm scared about the actual snowboarding event because I've only done it one time, but I did just get for Christmas the cute pants and the jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I got earth tones. The jacket is like long, it goes past my butt because last time I fell so much
pants.
Dude, my entire back was like a snowball.
No, I know,
and it was bright red all day.
Oh, I know,
because I was falling
and wet
snow was
too,
going
because
up there.
It's not like it dries. It's not like you're in the sun and it can
so
dry.
My jacket is like extra long, like a dress, and it's fitted, and it's like
fitted.
A really fitted, and it's like a really cute like rusty orange.
Love it,
and it has like a little tiny like light brown zip up vest on top of it for looks.
Love it,
very cute. You could always take that off and then put it over a hoodie if it's not as cold. And then my pants are so fucking cute. They're Burton and they're chocolate brown. They fit me cuter than any pants I own.
Cute.
They're fucking adorable. They're really big, but that, it's good.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well,
and then I got
be
new
so
shoes.
Much fun.
Yeah, or new boots from George. So I'm excited.
I love it. That'd
yeah.
be very
I'm not
fun.
Good. And the rides there, apparently, like these slopes are like steeper than any slope. Like they're known for the most difficult runs. So I'm like terrified.
You'll be fine.
But, yeah.
You've done it before. It's just going to take you a little longer to get down the mountain, but it's a great metaphor for life. Just don't give up, you know? Just got to keep getting up.
Get on that horse.
Even when it knocks you down.
Yeah, so that's coming up at the end of the month.
That's
and
great.
Other than that, it's my birth month. So okay. There's some events coming up as well.
It's my birth month.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm bummed out because my boo-boo is leaving, so I'm going to be all solo dolo on your birthday, but it's okay. I know. Yeah. I'm trying to think of like
so he's
a
leaving before
that I can bring.
He's leaving like, what, a week?
Yeah, he's leaving really soon. He was going to end up staying till the end of the month, and then he ended up getting called for a job in Morocco. It was so funny right now. I was like telling mom, I'm like,
I'm going to Morocco.
No, I told mom, I go, yeah, he has to go to Morocco. She goes, Morocco? Where the fuck is that?
But where is that?
I actually...
We're so geographically challenged.
Dude, on one of the episodes, I said that fucking Bali was in Thailand. And I'm like,
dude, all that shit that you guys were saying in that one episode.
I know. Did you fly right in onto the sand?
Did you fly?
Okay, well, that's what I, so earlier I was like telling him, I was like, well, can I go to Morocco? He's like, you don't want to go to Morocco. He's like, they only speak Arabic, and it's a desert where I'm going to be working. Like, it's not going to be fun for you.
Oh, I speak Arabic.
I speak Arabic.
Just barely.
What do you say?
I can say I love you.
Tell me.
Anna Bihelbek. Isn't that cute?
Okay, whatever.
And then I can sing happy birthday.
Okay, sing it.
Okay.
Okay.
Get out the candles. Senehelwa yegmil.
Oh, thank you.
I hope that's Arabic.
Can I make a wish too?
Yeah, I think that's Arabic.
Okay, hopefully. Imagine how stupid more we sound.
They're like, no. These bitches are dumb as a bag of rocks. That's so funny. I got these new Vans last night.
I love.
It was time for just some new, like,
bro, I have my white ones. They're getting so fucked up. I had them cleaned in Mexico.
I saw those when I was at Journeys.
So I think what I'm going to do is, because they're like, no, the plain white ones, and I've been dropping coffee on them every morning, but I'm going to bleach them out, yeah. And then I'm going to draw on them with Sharpie. Oh, I've been doing some little tattoos on people.
Tattoos.
They've been coming out really good.
I like the scissors you did.
Yeah. That was my homegirl that I work with at the hair salon.
Yeah, that's fun. Oh, I figured right away. I'm going to shorten my nails for the ski trip too because I don't want to break them.
You are so random.
I'm just like excited.
So I may too have a big trip coming up, but it wouldn't be for 2 months to London.
Oh my goodness.
If he goes to Morocco and then he comes back through London, I'm like thinking, I'm like, fuck, like I would love to do that. I'll just fly out there like, maybe even the day before, and then go run around.
Does he know any other languages? Mm. We need to ask him that.
He knows, like, some words in other languages. Like, we both know really random, weird shit. Like, I can count to 10 in German, Japanese, Spanish, and English.
Can he speak Arabic?
He says some things in Arabic.
Go downstairs and tell him when we're done.
Anna Bihelbek. Imagine when I
say it's so disgusting. You're supposed to say it like sweet and cute.
I don't think like it sounds fox. Sweet and cute.
No, it's prettier than German.
Mm-hmm. Ich muschta.
What's that one you used to say? That reminds me of like feet. Alfitesen. I was going to say that reminds you of like all feet and arms inside the vehicle.
That's how I was learning German. I was trying to remember ways. And so Alfitesen is goodbye. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all feet is in.
Yeah, you kept saying that. And I'll never forget. You made me remember it too. And thank God you learned a little German before we went to Germany and got swindled by that taxi driver.
Dude, mom was like, I was like on the way there. I was like, oh, I've been practicing my German. And then we get there. And you know when you just like, everything's been erased and you just feel so stupid.
Yeah, and you can't remember anything.
Yeah, I couldn't remember shit. And I've been like literally listening to these German tapes for months. And that whole debacle happened with the taxi driver.
Mom's going, Teal, what's he saying, Teal?
And so after, we're all sitting there, we're all having a cocktail, fucking like chilling. And she's like, thank God you know you're German. I was like, fuck you.
You're like, didn't even have to use it at that point.
I was like, fuck you, and fuck you.
You should have learned a word like that meant like, stand down, sir.
Stand down.
You know what I mean? Oh, the worst part was when I'm like, come with me inside the spray tan machine. I was going straight. We're flying home from Germany. We're flying home from Germany. And I'm like, Teal, I'm like, I have to get a spray tan because the second we land, I'm getting swooped from the airport with a new bag packed. And I'm going straight to Lake Havasu for that wild Memorial Day weekend, which is like the craziest weekend out there. And I had to get a spray tan because I was like, we've been in Paris. We've been eating pizza and bread. I feel so fucking fat and gross. Disgusting and bloated. I was like, if at least I'm tan, like, I'll look good. It'll feel good.
Yeah, tan fat looks better than white fat.
Way. So we go, and I didn't think, it was impossible to find anybody who did airbrush out there. I guess that's not a thing.
Yeah.
And then we found what place
but
with a machine.
Tanning is popular. They had a lot of tanning salons. Yeah.
And there was lots of men going in and out all day.
Very popular. Very big. It's very there. Common.
So we go, but we found a place that had a machine that would spray me. And I don't know. I'm so stupid. I didn't think about the machine not yelling at me in English. Put your feet on 1 and 4.
Yeah, it's going to be in
You know? Bend over and spread your ass cheeks. With the tits now. Like, none of that happened. So it was yelling at us. So I'm like, Teal, we realize when we get there, this fucking machine's going to be speaking German to me, isn't it? I'm like, oh my God, should I just cancel?
No, really.
And I was going to do the darkest color.
Naked and standing inside.
Yeah, I was going to do the darkest color. And the lady, it was her first day on the job, and she fucked up. She didn't click in the bottle as hard as you need it. It didn't click. So the bottle's halfway in there. So the thing half sprays me, doesn't even work, gives me like polka dots on my fucking ankles, basically. And I'm butt ass naked and it's yelling these, da-na-na. So I'm like, Teal, you better come in there and tell me with your German because I don't know what the fuck it's saying.
With all the German, you know.
And at this point, I just put my hands up and start spinning slowly. I'm just like, let the fucking thing spray me in circular motion. I don't fucking know. Like, I don't know. I just wanted to get done. So then it's all, you know, done and it clicks back down at the bottom. And I'm like, okay, that was nothing. I'm like, that's not like a spray. I was like, maybe it's going to do me again. So it starts saying these words and I'm like, oh, okay, I think it's getting ready to do me again. Incorrect. The fucking thing says, get the fuck out. Cleaning is about to happen.
Because then it was the water.
And it starts going, and this fucking soapy chemical water just fucking comes down and like somebody threw a fucking water balloon on the top of my head, dude. Exploded all over me. My hair is now soaking wet and up in a bun. And it was styled too. Like, we were going out after that.
Dude,
Teal's there going, oh my God, get out. Oh my God, get out. And it wasn't like warm water.
All fit is in.
It was ice cold chemical water just all over me. So I'm just like, what the fuck? And the poor girl who was on her first day of work wants to kill herself.
Like, this is the worst.
She looked like a chihuahua.
This fucking tourist.
She was
come in
trembling,
here.
Dude. So I tell her it didn't work. Like, and now
I'm not
fucked.
Tan,
like, can
and
you
I'm
please?
Covered in chemicals.
Yeah, go
shower.
Get me a towel or a shower or something.
No showers.
So we figure it out. We have to. I get dried off.
Give me a towel.
I'm like,
shower.
I either want my money back or I want. And I'm, but I'm like, I still really need the spray. I'm still fat. So then she's like, okay, I'm gonna have to get you a new bottle. I think this is at least what she said. God. We couldn't even talk to the lady. And she's like, I get you a new bottle and put it in there. And she called the manager, found out how to reload the fucker the right way. So at this point, I'm like, do the lighter color. Because I'm just terrified that I'm going to be fucking Oompa Loompa tomorrow.
Right.
She gets the lighter color, clicks it in all the way. I do a few spins. We get the fuck out of there.
Dude.
I looked like Ross from Friends.
Yeah, I know.
We went to dinner and you guys just start laughing at my face like 2 hours later. We're like drinking and shit. We go to that Hofbräu house.
I know. I was like, was that when my wig was falling off?
Okay, well, then that's when the night got tricky. You're like looking at me and you guys start laughing and you're like, you look like a fucking brown noser. All around my nose is turning into this like bright orange and brown like fucking nightmare. I look like I stuck my fucking nose up an armadillo's asshole or something.
Just only put bronzer right there.
And then you are like sitting there and we've got like a group of guys with us. They think we're hot, whatever. We're having a great time. We're eating. We're laughing. We're drinking. And then your eyes all of a sudden go dunk, gigantic right in my soul. And I'm like, oh my God, she started her period. Right? Like, that's the look. I couldn't think of anything else.
That's the look.
That's the look.
Or she shit her pants.
Like, I have to go to the bathroom. So I'm like, oh, she fucking started her period. So she splits and leaves us with these hunks and then comes back and has her little dainty sweet neck scarf tied around her head like a turban. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And she looks at me with her eyes and goes, we have to go now. We have to go now. And we're like, oh shit. So we get the bill, we get the fuck out of there. And we get to the subway. She's like, my fucking wig is sliding off. I'm sweating in this hot building. And my wig.
I'm sweating in this hot pro house.
Yes. And my wig is slipping by the minute. It was like centimeter, 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 centimeter.
Well, and the worst part is that, like, I couldn't really, like, take it off because I had glued it on.
So there is like all this like glue.
Snail trail glue residue
around my fucking hairline. Okay.
Not even just that, bro. The top part of your hair needs to be gelled and slicked back and down.
Oh,
so even if I were to take this fucking thing off and somehow finesse that I wrapped up my wig and put it in my backpack or something, I was still gonna look like a fucking imbecile.
Oh my God. And then we get to the subway, and she just whips her head in a full circle, throw that ass in a circ, and her wig goes flying off on the subway, and everyone was looking at us, and you had the wig cap on. It was the same color as your skin tone.
I know.
It's fucking hilarious.
That's what I mean. You look like a fucking crazy person. So Jade is on the subway with her brown nose. My wig's falling off.
And this isn't New York. Like, this isn't normal to be a freak on the subway in Germany. They have the most gorgeous, organized subway I've ever been in my life.
And the people are very, like, pristine
and proper. And yeah, the shopping was cool. I thought the people were shiesty assholes.
Yeah, we did not belong.
No, I didn't like Germany. Even like when we went shopping in like the thrift stores, they were kind of like
snooty.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, like just don't touch everything type of thing. You're
yeah,
like, what
very,
the fuck? How like, am I going to shop if I'm not touching and smelling everything?
Like rude.
Yeah. The Germany,
like
all in all, like that Europe trip was fucking insane, wild, interesting. Towards the end, I think it was just a lot, and everybody started arguing a lot, but there was a lot of weird, funny shit that went down on that trip.
Yeah, things that we'll remember forever. Really.
Oh, yeah. We're never forgetting a lot of that shit.
Oh, well, I'm really excited for you to go on your trip and to hear about everything in Colorado, and then maybe me going to London.
Oh,
be so exciting.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, but it won't be for like at least 2 more months. So
I was going to say, yeah, mine won't be for like a month that this will drop, my Colorado trip experience.
Yeah.
Well.
So we will catch you guys up. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Put it in.
Put it in.
You sick fuck.
All right, guys. And just to wrap that up, we want to say thank you so much for joining us today on another episode of Wild Chatter.
Please like and subscribe and follow our new podcast for our newest upcoming episodes.
Also, follow us on Instagram at Wild Chatter Co. and slide into our DMs with any funny stories or feedback that you may have.
Yes, you might have a chance to be featured on one of our upcoming episodes. All right. Thank
you so
much.
Have a great day.
Signing off.
Oh, yes.